meeting to order. Roll call, everyone is present on the council. Jason Moran, our city attorney, Teresa Hill, city administrator, and Jason Femright, city engineer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, approval of the agenda and additional items on the agenda.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda with the addition of 6E, the vacation request.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Number three, the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion we approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Number four, city proclamation, Keegan Kubal Day.
All right.
Dave?
Yes, I got this one. Do you want me to come out here? I would, yes, right?
Yep, I appreciate it.
All right.
Keegan, come on.
You can come on up. First of all, I want to tell you how proud the whole city is of you. You probably know that, right? You bet, and I know it's come with a lot of hard work. And you bet. And so I'm just going to read the proclamation to you, and then you'll get this certificate, which is signed by all of us. Okay. So, proclamation for Keegan Kubal Day, presented by the Waterville City Council. Whereas Keegan Kubal is a student at Waterville Legion Morristown School, and whereas Keegan Kubal represented the Grizzly Wrestling Team at the 2024 Minnesota State Wrestling Tournament, and whereas Keegan Kubal claimed his second state championship title at 285 pounds, and whereas Keegan Kubal is the only wrestler in school history to win two titles, and whereas the City Council would like to honor Keegan Kubal for his accomplishment, and now thereafter, the Council of the City of Waterville does hereby proclaim April 2nd, 2024, to be Keegan Kubal Day in the City of Waterville. So thank you. There you go.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Glad we caught
it. I was going to say you got it, I would have paused, but.
Do you want to get a picture of the three of them?
Okay. Sure.
How about the city council behind them? So the city council
sounds
there.
Good. So all of us.
Jake, do you want to get the picture?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You know how good my pictures are.
And where should we go for background here?
Over here.
Oh, just this way. All right.
We need our attorney in the front row.
And come on in here, Roy. And we should put Keegan in the middle, kind of, I suppose.
Sure.
Just make sure you can see us all.
Right. Okay, let's turn around. We got a window back there.
Window.
Oh, no. Yeah, don't slip around. Yeah, we're okay.
Back a little more.
Yeah, no, you're good.
It's always about the light.
All right, there we go. Couple smiles. Perfect for me.
Throw Coach Wrestler in there too, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Do another one. Right here.
Good man. Whoa. Where I can hide behind you.
There we go.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank
you.
2 seconds later.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. That's like
being flying in at the right time.
Very good.
Congratulations. You
don't
have to stay, no?
You do not have to stay.
Okay. You're welcome to.
It's very nice. Thank you for that.
That was really cool.
That's a good achievement.
Thank you.
You are. Thank you.
You are welcome.
It's a great achievement.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
you need to be very proud of that.
Yep. Thank you.
Take care.
Good luck to you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Congrats.
That's a good call.
Do we need a motion to open the public hearing for this?
Yep.
Okay. I make a motion we open the public hearing on the ordinance for the floodplain.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Anyone wish to speak about the floodplain ordinance? Crickets. That emptied out quick. I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing for the floodplain ordinance revisions.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
And I'll make a motion that that be the second reading and the adoption of the flood ordinance.
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
And Teresa, assuming you want me to get you a summary for publication.
Actually, the floodplain sent
the summary
we have to publish.
They did.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Number six, petitions and requests. A, boy, I don't know how to say Ronald's last name.
Solinches.
Solinches.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Ronald Solinches, conditional use permit application, time extension. We're going to add 60 days onto that to get possible response. Keep that open for 60 days.
Just need a motion on that.
Uh-huh. I'll make a motion that we that we adopt that conditional use permit application time extension.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. B, petition to vacate a portion of Faribault Street. That's another.
Is that the Beacon one?
No.
You have a couple Beacon. That one's on a different one.
Okay.
But you do have it in your regular packet. So I did some research on this one, and I didn't see where this was recorded. I didn't see any resolutions for it. It is that portion of Faribault Street that runs from Hamilton Street to the highway, right down by our lift station. Okay. And two structures are currently in that right-of-way. I know there was discussion back, but I just couldn't track where anything was recorded on it. So what we're requesting, or what's being requested, is that, number one, you would have to accept the petition that's in front of you. And then if you accept the petition, then you'll need to set a public hearing date. And the petition was signed by the property owners that abut the street. There's only two.
Any negative impact with the city for this? It looks like they've been using this property for quite some time, and
yeah,
the way it's been.
I know that other house was moved in probably in the 80s.
Okay.
And then the one on the south side, has been there for eons.
We don't have any city infrastructure in there, do we?
No, and if we did, we would just keep that right away or easement.
Sure, easement.
Yeah.
And I'd make a motion that we approve the petition to vacate that portion of Faribault Street from Hamilton Street to Highway 13.
And set it for a public hearing.
And set the public hearing for our next regular meeting, May 7th at 6 p.m. Thank you, Jason.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Let's see. Addition Street Road declaration for parcel 24.430.0280.
So this is the portion at the end of Blowers Street. When it shows up on Beacon, it does not show that there's any established right-of-way in there. The right-of-way goes to Chad Becker's property, basically, right across from the Bowling Alley. So what he's getting ready to do some building on the property, and just want to kind of get that street description done and make sure we get it recorded so it comes back into our purview instead of just the street by user. What I'm requesting is that you allow Jason, and myself and Chad to kind of work together to figure out what that legal description would be of the taking of that portion of the road.
And any negative impacts on us, Jason? Either one of you? No. Okay.
This actually comes back into what we've been maintaining. We've been maintaining the road, and it just becomes our possession then.
Okay. We'll just have to declare. We'll have to declare that portion of that lot as a city street.
Do we need to
probably have to have him sign a deed and come up with a legal description? How far up do we want? Do we want to continue this further north, or do we just want to deal with?
So the right of way is already to the north of that property.
Okay.
It just kind of stops at that property.
Gotcha.
So the other part of the property was already platted.
Okay. So the only one we need to deal with here is Chad Becker.
Yeah, and it's just that little curb, kind of like you come in
sure.
to the right-of-way
okay.
or into the road.
Well, what I'd probably have him do is just convey the west, 15 or 20 feet of that particular lot to the city, and we would own it.
He owns a little triangle on the other side of the road, too.
Okay. So
a little tiny
ask
piece
if you had
that I don't think he has any... doesn't want it. I think it's just wetland and
sure.
Yeah. So if that's agreeable, I would need a motion to instruct us to come up with that, and then we'll bring that back to the next meeting for approval.
Make a motion that we instruct Teresa, Jason Hill, and Jason Femright to work together with the property owner to vacate or dedicate that section of Addition Street back to the city, allow them to rewrite the deeds and whatnot.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. D, Memorial Day celebration request.
So part of that was to close the street over here. Correct.
Yep, so the request is to close 3rd Street from Common to Hoosac, and then from Hoosac from 3rd to 2nd Street for a couple hours in the morning to do the ceremony. They also requested that we follow flag etiquette and lower the flags at half mast. And they are to be flown sunrise until 11. That's in my memo there.
It's either 11 or noon. We obviously don't have any other city staff here on duty at that point in time other than police department, correct?
Correct.
I have no problem with the road closures. Thinking maybe we can just ask the police department to come stop by, lower the flags if as needed, and then raise them back up. They're on duty.
And they're usually at the memorial anyways.
Otherwise, we'll have to call in city staff to do that.
Did we have a volunteer to
yep.
raise some more of the flags?
So this is supposed to be on all city buildings, but the Novaks said that if we could get them a key, they would take care of the one at the Lions Park. But you would have like City Hall and the Fire Hall also.
And then we'll just have to, are we going to set all barricades for it?
Yep, so we usually set the barricades we set them out, and then Novaks come and pick them up and set them out when they get ready.
Super.
I'll make a motion. We approve the Memorial Day ceremony request.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. E. Vacation request. A portion of 3rd Street.
Okay, so what you have in front of you is the picture of the township hall.
Okay.
If you look at the picture, the front of the entry is in the road right away. So they're wanting to do some improvements to the building, and Mr. Gerke is here to talk about those. The only options that they would have really to do the improvements in would be to vacate a portion of the road right-of-way in front of their building so that it their front property line would be the front of their building. And then they could get a variance, apply for a variance to build to this to the property line. But we couldn't give permission for them to build a structure in the right-of-way.
Do we have infrastructure in, over, under that portion?
We have infrastructure, but not in the right-of-way. It's in the street.
Okay.
As far as I am aware.
So then they would become responsible for that section of right-of-way. How does that affect our... Because that's a county road also, isn't it? Or is
no.
it just a street?
No, okay. It's just... If that portion is the city street. In first discussions, it was like, well, that's a county state aid road, but the county state aid stops at Common Street and then goes back from Common out to the highway.
Okay.
So that portion in front of their building is not county state aided. So if you were looking at entertaining that possibility, we would need a motion for the city council to order a public hearing on a vacation of that portion. And
sure.
then...
Jason.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Jason, go ahead.
Jason, if we do that, does that open us up for anybody else making a request like this?
Yeah, it's yes and no. I mean, you take each request on its own merits. I mean, anybody can always make the request. Just because we grant it for one doesn't mean that we have to grant it for another. What would be going in this area that's being vacated? Is what's the reason for vacating it?
And if you wouldn't mind asking Mr. Gerke.
We want to follow the roof line of the entryway there.
Sure.
The AA Club gave us a memorial bench that they want displayed out front from Roger Becker. So we would put that on the north side. On the street side, and then our gate is always getting lodged up with snow. So if we put a little bit of roof and straighten that line out, that gate, when you open it, would be underneath that roof.
Sure.
Just kind of clean it up there a little bit.
Yeah.
How's that going to affect snow removal and street maintenance and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, there's a curb there. And they wouldn't plow. I mean, they would only plow to the curb. And did you say you had about eight? Do you know how many feet you had left from the curb line in?
From the entryway to the curb is 6 feet.
From the?
The entryway that you see on the street side now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From that entry to the street is 6 feet. If you're worried about the snow, we usually take care of the snow anyhow. If it gets too deep there, we'll come in with a loader, a skid loader. We take it out and take it off the backside.
Okay.
Are any fire hydrants or anything?
There is none, no.
Kind of the way I understood this was that if we were able to, they're not able to ask planning and zoning because it's in the right-of-way. So if we vacate this right-of-way, their plan will still be subject to planning and zoning and have to go through that entire process.
For the variance.
And then it will probably come back to us again.
Correct, for the variance.
So.
Well, the variance and also the hearing on the vacation of the street.
How many feet of right-of-way would we be vacating?
How far is your entry?
If we keep the roof line with the entryway, it's 8 feet.
8 feet?
8 feet of it.
That's what we would like, just stay with that roof line.
Well, the white roof of the entry structure, is that coming out and then you'll have one whole new roof?
It'll look like that. We're just going to follow that roof line along.
Okay.
Just extend it.
You're not asking for vacation of the entire width of the property, then? Definitely. Just that piece?
No.
I wonder if we shouldn't, rather than do a vacation of the right-of-way, maybe just do an easement. They call it an appurtenant easement, basically where you can put a shed on somebody else's property or do an encroachment. I wonder if we ought not just do an easement.
So if you did an easement, though, then that means we still own the property, correct?
We would still own the property, yes.
Okay, and then if...
And then in the event that that building was ever damaged or destroyed and had to be rebuilt, then they wouldn't put it in the vacated area. They would have to go back where it frankly should be.
So how would that work for liability?
Wouldn't change anything.
So if somebody was coming to their meeting...
Slipped and fell.
And slipped and fell or did something...
Still be...
It would still be there.
Okay. Correct.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe an easement would be the better way to go. Then he doesn't... Then they don't have to apply for the variance. Or we don't have to do the vacation. We still have to make... We still have to record a legal document against the property, but it's an easement.
Correct.
As opposed to a variance plus a vacation resolution.
They'd still have to apply for the variance, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah, wouldn't they still have to do a variance, no?
I don't think so.
Because they'd be within so many feet of their property line.
So even if you did an easement, they're still not 30 feet from their property line back. And it would be, if they were just going to put the roof over it, then you're expanding the non-conforming use.
Do a variance plus an easement.
Do you need more time to work on this?
Me?
Yes.
It wouldn't be a bad idea.
How soon are you talking about doing this, Sal?
Whatever works for... I just started working on it, so...
If we continue this till next month to give Jason a chance to work on it, is that...
I'm not in the field, I'll be back, but it can go into June, too, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think we want to put
it... We don't have to crowd it and get... I mean, if Jason wants time to look it over and think it over, that's fine.
Yeah. I think we're in agreement that it's okay for you to do it, but we have to figure out how.
Oh, absolutely.
We have to figure out how.
Do you want to take the time to go through it for a month, Jason, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a motion that we table this vacation request and let Jason Moran work on this with Teresa and the township and put it back on the agenda for our May 7th meeting.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Have a good night, Al.
You too.
Maybe just have a seat here, and let me think about this between now and the time for my report.
Oh, all right.
I think I'm about ready to render an opinion on it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Maybe we can still get through that tonight.
You just have to readdress it. Yep.
All right, number 7, old business, roof repairs. Our plan is to set up a work session, or...
I think that's probably our best bet, because I think this is going to be a long conversation, and we'd like to see some bids and maybe some numbers, so we've got something to work with, and... I think there might be some strategic planning that may have to go on with this, too.
I do have, did receive today, I believe it was, an estimate on one quote.
Okay.
But I think it would be beneficial if we could have the roofer come in and kind of chat with all of you as part of that process.
Makes sense.
If he's available.
When would work best for a work session for this?
I
soon we want to get after it.
We're already here on April 10th for the county thing.
I won't be here for that one.
Oh, you're not going to be here?
And I'd like to be here for this conversation. So if you don't mind, I'd rather not do it then.
Okay.
The afternoon of the 11th. Or do we want to do an evening work session? I don't know how late this contractor would be available. I've got that Thursday, Monday the 15th, in the afternoon of the 17th available.
So I have another engagement that I would need to leave by 5 in the evening on the 11th. So if you're going to do a day one, that would work for me if you want my 2 cents.
You need me Dave? Here for that?
What's your availability?
On the 11th?
Yeah.
I'm fine after 12 afternoon.
Roy?
I'm okay.
I've got all afternoon.
Maybe set it up for like 2 o'clock? That should give us plenty of time to talk and get you out of here by...
That's fine with me.
I'll make a motion then that we set a work session to talk about the City Hall roof repairs for April 11th at 2 p.m. at City Hall. Will you contact the contractor and see if they can send a representative then?
I will.
Thank you.
So that's for 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Citizen time. Would anybody like to address the council? That's you, Jay.
I was going to say, we only have one citizen here.
No, I got nothing.
All right, last time, last chance. New business. The Minnesota Housing Grant. You have a resolution here. I think you've got some paperwork, and Teresa's got a little bit info. We just need to approve resolution 2024R-010, Grant Navigator support for project.
I'll make a motion that we approve that.
I was just going to ask Teresa to explain that a little bit again to me.
Yep, so the Grant Navigator is the League of Minnesota Cities is offering communities funds for grant writing. So you can get up to $5,000 if granted. They process them, and I don't know how quickly or if it would get in, but I would like to be able to at least try to get that $5,000 to apply to the project.
Okay.
So my motion is on the table.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, the grant writer contract is up.
So if you don't mind, I will talk about, my numbering isn't right, sorry.
I was wondering if that was part of
this. No, that's my numbering, sorry. So if you don't mind, I'll talk about the grant writer contract and the housing project support letter kind of together, and then you can act on them separate. So we have a property here that we want to try to obtain some Minnesota housing money, the workforce housing. And this grant writer is one that works very well with the Minnesota Housing. He's been pretty good at, good at what he does. He follows that. In order to be even considered for something like this, you have to have somebody very knowledgeable and knows how to write it so that you can obtain it. So what this grant would be for, the city would have to have some contribution to the project. The project that we're looking at is the Nidus property across the street here. So the city was able, or did some land deals with him in order to have him obtain that. So what they would do is they could take the value of the land, which would be the city contribution that we've already contributed to his project, and then whatever the value of that is, he can get state matching funds for that project. There's other things, if the city was to write off whack and sack fees, permit fees, that would also get him more grant money to support the second building of his buildings, because the first one he's going to get started right away. My thought is that I don't know that I would agree with waiving whack and sack fees or the permit fees. You know, our water and sewer funds need their cash flow, and I think the permit fee is pretty minimal. So I think our contribution of the land, and then we're already possibly putting in about $3,500 for grant writing services. I think that's a pretty good start. In the resolution itself, there's no dollar amount because we haven't determined the market value of the land yet at this point. So if we could do the approval of the resolution, if you so choose, to say the market value of the land would be inserted into that vacant spot. Would that work, Jason?
Yes.
Okay. So that kind of covers how this project works. We were hoping to get a few more applications in, but they changed the application date to the end of April. So the other two that I've been working with are not gonna even come close to meeting the deadline. So, do you have any questions on any of it? The grant writer, Mr. Nidus's escrow amount with us would be applied to his contribution of the $5,000 towards grant writer. That's the amount of money that if he put up the two buildings, would be given back to him, according to the agreement previously. So that's how we would work the payment of the $5,000 on his behalf.
And the grant that we're putting in for would also cover his contract, his cost, the grant
writer? The grant contract for the navigator, that if awarded would be $5,000, and that could be applied towards the grant,
towards the grant writer.
And then Tim could pick up the balance of that then for his portion of the grant writing. So okay, we would restructure that just a little if we did get that grant.
So the city will be on the hook for whatever is over and above the grant.
Then. Right. If we get the grant, then, you know, that would be our contribution.
Mm-hmm.
He would use his. There would be no outside city costs for the grant writer then. But that's only if we got the grant.
And you say this more or less is going to go towards the cost of the second building?
The second building, because he's going to be starting the first building here. He was scheduled to start last week, and he just hasn't got it off the ground quite yet.
Okay.
So we have to do some finagling of what the land value would be of the portion of the second part and do a little more math equating to that. So, I know we had started out this venture with the EDA and then found out that the resolutions have to be done by the city council and not the EDA. So that's why it's back in your guys' corner, because you guys have to be the applicant.
So we'll need the motion for the resolution number one.
We did that one, didn't
we? Yeah.
We did number one.
She needs the approval for the grant writer.
So we need the grant writer.
So help me along with this. Yeah, help me along with this then, make sure I don't mess it up. I will make a motion to approve the grant writer contract to include the market property value to be determined. No? Okay.
That's so the grant writer contract would just be the contract that's presented. Okay. Would be, that's one piece.
In that, and do we need to include in there that anything over and above the grant amount is on Mr. Nitis?
It's already in there.
It is?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Then I'd make that motion to approve the grant writer contract.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
And then I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 2024-011, housing project support.
I'll second
with
that.
The inclusion of the
property value.
Market value of the property. Value.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, moving on. Waterville Festival Committee street closure. This is for Bullhead Days, Teresa?
Yeah, in talking with Sue Myers, they were wanting to know if the council would support any particular street in case they need additional space with the carnival returning. They don't know yet how much room they're going to need. It's still being filtered out. So she wanted this just kind of as a discussion item for you guys to see if you would be even willing to block off another block or so in case they need it.
It would have to be this way, correct? Not... Main up to 3rd Street would have to be open, right? And around 3rd Street down around the post office has to stay open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you would be looking at what other streets that you would be wanting them to possibly use. They'll come back with a formal request, but at least it gives them a little idea if the city council's even in support of it.
Yeah.
It's like you wouldn't want to close down First Street because you got the fire hall there and you need to get them in and out. So.
Yes, I'd be okay with closing an extra block or two, providing we keep alleys and fire routes completely open.
So from the fire station on Main Street and from the edge of the fire department, not First Street, but from where the fire department ends.
Yep, so they've got access to their parking, yep.
All the way down Main Street to 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3rd Street, it usually ends at Paquin. I think if there's expansion of Bullhead Days that we could make 3rd Street available from Paquin to...
Is it
Count? Husak?
Husak? At the park there?
I think that's Husak, yeah.
And then 2nd Street from Paquin up until Paquin and 2nd, and then north past Main Street, in front of the grocery store, but end at that alley, is that would be normal to use that space for Bullhead Days. So,
I know we absolutely have to keep the alley behind Corner Bar and whatnot on 2nd Street. Absolutely has to stay open for fire response because that's a dead-end alley. There's only one way in, one way out.
True.
So that cannot get closed beyond that point. You know, if we wanted to close 2nd Street, it would just be that short section from Main to there.
Last year it was open for that alley and then continued down 2nd Street, I think with bounce houses, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
They would have to come all the way through the alley over here to get through then?
That's what they do.
That doesn't make any sense, but I guess.
But Paquin has to stay open, correct?
Hackwin Street, there's going to be construction. Oh. You know, Tim is going to be starting his apartment complexes over there. And in discussions that we had, probably not the best thing to have small kids and stuff around
right.
a construction site. I mean, not that they wouldn't be on Third, but if we can keep them away from that main section, that would be better. I just think of safety reasons for this year. So
I hate to do it, but we could consider stretching Main Street from Third down to Fourth.
On Main Street?
Yeah, but they've got the bank in there. They do have back alley access to that. But
yeah, we need that for the parade route, because the parade route will be from Philmart
yep.
to the corner around the bank and the
You're
bay.
Right.
But that this expansion for Third Street is nice. If they were convinced to do that, that would be wonderful. The rides only fit in a certain area. The electricity only reaches to a certain area.
Yeah.
And it'll be a lot easier for them to understand when the cord's in their hand and the equipment is still 100 feet away.
Yeah. I'd be open to, you know, opening up extra requests, but before we determine anything, I want to know how much more they want and where. It's kind of hard to just give them an open-ended, yeah, do what you need.
I think they wanted to just see if you guys were willing to look at, you know, some additional street closures.
I guess I'd
and
say...
And they will come back with yeah. whatever.
I'd say have them bring back a plan, diagram, or whatever they want to do.
Okay.
Yeah, just make sure they know, as Tim said, that we have to leave the opening for... police and fire.
That's been a discussion all along. Yeah. Okay.
Do you need a, you don't need a motion on
no.
that, do you? Okay.
Okay, moving on. C, mosquito control. It's one of my favorite things.
I'll make a motion we approve mosquito control.
Well, we have two different contracts here, though. There's a 7 biweekly treatments or 15 weekly treatments, two different costs. I know in the past we've always done the 7 biweekly treatments and it's had good effect. I know there was some discussion had about this being, and I'm going to call it an earlier spring, possibly a higher mosquito hatch or an earlier mosquito hatch. Do we need to adjust the dates on this? Or is that even an option?
We usually pick the dates of spray, and it usually starts the Memorial weekend, or does it start the week before Memorial weekend? And no, it goes the week before Bullhead Days,
before.
I think, is the first one. Yeah, so we can work with them on the dates. If you wanted to extend it, we have done that in the past too, went like from
just
7 to 9.
Just do a Wednesday, too.
And then just ask, you know, for two additional treatments and then kind of work those
the
in.
The biweekly seemed to be enough, didn't it?
I think so. They do a pretty good job. Yeah. I hear them doing this out by the lagoons when they do spray, and it has a good effect.
Is this the same company as last year?
Yes, it is.
And then...
I think we have to keep in mind, too, the, you know, yes, earlier spring, but we're in the middle of a drought. Mm-hmm. I know we had just had a week of rain. I understand that. But it's still, you're not going to get as many low wet spots as there normally are.
Providing we don't end up with a wet spring, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you notice more downtown when it's in the 2-week span versus the if they did it once a week?
Well, we can tell that there's... It's just not quite there to where the mosquitoes, you're getting rid of the mosquitoes. So we've got...
You got a lot of lights
it's
downtown.
It's not land, and it's not puddles that do that downtown. It's gutters and standing water.
Well, you've got the bay over here.
There's those things. I think last year I noticed that vehicle moved a lot faster than the vehicles in previous years when they were out spraying. It seemed like he was clipping along pretty good last year. I don't know if that makes a
difference. Makes a difference, yeah, I don't know.
Good question.
I'd sure like to see more.
I think, yeah, I mean, we had, what, 9 treatments last year?
Yeah, I believe it was 9.
And when we extended it by those 2 treatments, what did they determine the pricing to be for those extra 2? Did they stick with the contract price, or did they go?
No, we did a little extra. It was, I just had that up here. So it was, 2, 3, 6. So it was probably around 7. I don't do real quick math, but 3 payments of 2345. So about, yeah, around 9. 2, 4, 6, 7, around 7, sorry. I should just pull it up here. Did you calculate it?
I did, but it, what? 24, 23
payments of
45.
Yeah.
7,035.
So what did the extra 2 treatments that we had, 8 and 9, what did he charge us for those 2 treatments?
I would have to go back and look at the contract.
Did we actually do that last year?
We did it 1 year, but I don't remember if it was last year or the year before.
So then we were talking because of the September, last September for the, isn't September the last roll-in?
City nights, or?
Yeah.
Hot summer nights, is it going September, or is it
It's done for September. It's May, June, July, August,
so it doesn't do a September.
And then okay. we have a type of a party, but that's usually after daylight savings, so it's dark at 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, there's a pretty big jump to go to the weekly treatments. It better than doubles the bill.
Those are the only 2 options he offered us, is weekly and bi.
Correct. But like I said, he is flexible. You can add additional treatments at whatever, you know, additional price he wants. But
so what you're saying is the...
You have some negotiation with him.
You're noticing more mosquitoes downtown. You're thinking that adding or going to a weekly treatment versus a bi-weekly would...
I think it would make a big difference. I think that's when, for us downtown, the dusk is pretty much, that half hour is brutal. It was brutal last year.
Is this something the chamber would be willing to kick in on? And that's, right now we're running a tight budget. I hate to... And we're facing some expenses over our heads, too.
If we're going to add treatments, maybe we should... We're about $735 each time they do that, or in that area. Maybe we should just have additional treatments, just 3 more in there, or add a few in there. Like, we'd certainly want to have, we could have 2 treatments in a row.
During peak times or something?
During our festival events, so we could do.
We could try that.
We would have it done before Memorial Day.
See if it makes a difference.
And then we could do it again in between that and bullet days, and then we could do it again after. We could add that. We could have a stretch of...
I wish there was a way to measure that it works.
Is he willing to add on to the end after we break the contract? If we were to say, hey, you know, those extra 2 treatments we did around bullhead days did a really good job. We'd like to add 1 or 2 at the end or something like that. Is he willing to do that with us?
I would say yes, but okay. Not without talking to him. I mean...
Sure.
I think he just wants to know he has a contract to provide the service. And if you have a minimum contract of what he's going to do, I don't know that he would really complain about getting extra income for
so
a couple more treatments.
We've got bullhead days at the beginning of the year, the season. I'm going to call it season. Do you want to add two treatments or three treatments? Two there and, you know, maybe double up the... We do two treatments before and one during, or do we want to front load that, or do we want to spread more into the season?
Well, we have 3 weeks in a row if we went from bi-weekly. So every other week, and then if we put an extra treatment in there, it would be in between there, so it would be before Memorial Day.
Do we have another critical time of the year we'd want?
4th of July.
We could do that.
Probably we have the
your three hot summer nights.
We got three hot summer nights, and that's the 4th Thursday. So
you think it would be easier to kind of judge where you're at to start with, and then like all of a sudden, you know, it stays really dry and you don't have too many?
Would
he be willing to, you know, come in and add extra if it got real wet and stuff like that? I mean, you know, could we ask that we sign the 7 bi-weekly treatments, and then if needed, if we request, we'd be able to come and add another treatment in there or two whenever
that's what Tim was getting at earlier.
Kind of, yep.
Yeah.
I was just thinking if we did like 9 biweekly treatments, we do that extra treatment just before Bullhead Days, so we'd get 3 weeks in a row then, and we did one more toward 4th of July, and see how that works for this year. So that would basically add 2 treatments.
So we would either be the week before or the week of, we would just have an extra treatment in there. I think if we planned on adding, did the bi-weekly, we planned on adding 2 or 3 to that, and just through conversation in Teresa's office, I think she could pretty much decide when we could stick those in there before our events. It would only be one more opportunity after that, really. And weather could dictate it. We might not need, if it's really dry for before Bullhead Days, we might not need that extra treatment. Can we just have it at Teresa's discretion to call and add 2 or 3 more of the mosquito spray?
We certainly can.
I don't see why you couldn't.
Would you be comfortable with that, Teresa?
Yeah, I'm fine. So you want to do like the 7 biweekly treatment with the option of 2 to 3 more?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Make a motion that we...
Would they be based on that?
Oh, did you have the motion open, Roy?
Would they be based on that amount?
Too much discussion, I forgot.
Yeah. I'll second Roy's motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, D, the DNR Forest Fire Protection Agreement.
I'm going to tee this up.
Let me just add something before so I don't forget on this one.
Sure.
So Jason had brought this up because of the Snake Trail fire. And Chris gave me something today that said we might have a possibility of gaining some of that money back, about $4,500. But with what Jason's doing, I'll let you take it from there. You can see how much easier it will make it for him.
Yeah, essentially what this does is this allows the city to bill the DNR for grass fires, fires that would occur in wetland areas, kind of like what happened down in Waseca. Without this type of agreement, it becomes a little sketchy whether or not we can recoup those costs. And so we have a schedule of equipment and amounts of reimbursement. We did run it by the DNR. They have approved it. They have these agreements with other municipalities. So it's one that we should have in the event that there is a fire. Mm-hmm. Like I said, this allows us to recoup those costs.
Does it help to recoup the costs that they've already spent? I mean, from the other fire?
So the other fire is what I was just talking about, the about $4,500.
Okay.
They have a reimbursement that went in for that today.
Yeah, okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the DNR Forestry Fire Protection Agreement.
And I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So that has been submitted to the DNR, Teresa?
What has?
This thing here.
That was submitted today.
Okay.
To the DNR, Lewiston Area DNR Forestry. Right.
Good deal.
If we didn't have this agreement in place, would it still cover that?
Oh.
Probably not.
Oh.
Probably not. So.
Okay.
This makes it crystal clear that we can.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the DNR won't pay that.
Yeah. But if this is in place,
we're guaranteed. We're at least guaranteed the rates that we have in here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. E, Music at the Beach. Do we know what date that is?
July
18th. At 7 p.m.
How long is this concert?
An hour.
So we wouldn't be running into noise problems or anything. I don't see a problem with this.
Got a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the Music of the Beach proposal.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. F, dock purchase. We had talked about one of the things I wanted to do was add a dock to the bay, Sakana Bay out here. And, I'm not sure if I have a picture of the dock, but here's where we're at. We have an opportunity for... This is a 80-inch wide handicap accessible dock with a ramp. It's a floating dock. It's the same dock that we have currently. Same style, same brand. And I went and asked around to see if we could get some help with this and funding on it. And Southern Minnesota Lakes Angling, Spearing and Angling has donated $12,000. Towards the new dock. And the Waterville Sportsmen's Club has donated $3,000 to the new dock. And I've got a commitment from Mr. Ron Haslip to donate $5,000 to the new dock. And another commitment from the Corner Bar and Grill to donate $5,000. So our total cost on our dock is just the dock, $23,682. Stormy's Motorsports and Marine was kind enough to rebid it, and we're happy to accept their. They gave us a 5% discount on the dock. So we've raised all the money to buy a new dock.
That's cool.
Handicap accessible dock for the bay in town. And we'd like to see that approved. The purchase of this, the city of Waterville actually purchases the dock.
Do we don't need to go off a bid on this, do we?
No.
Okay.
It's under the threshold.
Okay. Given the donations, gracious donations, I might add, thank you to all the people who offered to donate, I'm going to make a motion that we approve the dock purchase for the given amount and thank the businesses for their businesses and individuals for their donations.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Just one question about storage during the winter. Where would that?
We were able to order the right style of dock that can be separated into two sections and then floated away with our current dock to the lagoons is where we store that dock. It just floats in there, right, Teresa?
It floats, yeah. But they
is that our dock?
It doesn't go in. It doesn't go into the lagoon. They have an agreement with the property owner to store.
That's right. That one stays in the bay in the cove.
Yep.
And then this new one will be floated down to the lagoons for the winter. Oh, I forgot to give you this, Teresa.
Thank you.
All right, gee, budget agenda. Or, I'm sorry, amendments, budget amendments.
So this is a normal cleanup, moving line items around. So typically what I do is work within the funds and move monies around. First I start within their own departments, kind of move it around. So the general fund net effect of the changes is zero. There are some on the debt service, so on. So, like, if you look at the 200 fund, when we do a loan, I just put a budget amount in there, and then it get logged in as receivable. One of the bigger changes was on the sewer end. So the water and the sewer departments had the truck purchased. Well, that was the last year, but because of the delivery, it hit this year's budget. So that was budgeted in. The water was fine. The sewer was 23, but then we also had anticipated about 26,000 of sewer fund charges that were on the low end. So I'm just asking for a motion to approve those changes.
You said net effect is essentially zero.
For the general fund, and then for the sewer fund, the expenses went up, but the revenues went up also. And then there's also some that the expenses went up, but you had bond proceeds that were not budgeted in that year. So
I'll make a motion that we approve the budget amendments.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Teresa, for doing that.
Okay, reports.
I've had plenty of time to think about it. I think what we should do is require a variance for any addition into the right-of-way. That would have to go through the normal course. They'd have to apply for a variance through City Hall. They'd have to go through planning and zoning. Planning and zoning will have to approve the variance, and then we would do an easement, and we would run those two side by side. That way, in the easement, I would have specific language in there that would basically protect the city from any and all falls. You guys are going to insure the structure. You'll indemnify the city in the event that there ever is any kind of action. We're really not giving up any real estate, but just give an easement. And in the event that the building is ever damaged or destroyed, it has to be rebuilt, then you have to come into compliance with setbacks. I think that's the way to go to it.
So we're not going to approve the easement now. It's going to be
correct.
If they approve the variance, or if they recommend the variance.
It'll go before P&Z. They'll make a recommendation on the variance, and then you guys will be the final decider on the variance. And at that time, then we would also approve the easement.
I think that sounds plenty fair.
There are going to be some costs with that. The variance, there's an application for a variance. City charges a fee for that, and then we'll also charge a fee for drafting the easement and recording those.
How much is your variance for?
$250.
Okay. Nope, that's fine.
In terms of the recording costs, you're going to be less than $500 total.
Okay.
So.
Nope, that's fine. I've got to bring it back to the board, too. So.
We'll track those expenditures separately, but you should be less than $500.
So the easement we're talking about then would just include that particular piece of there, not the whole frontage?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So on that note, would they need to do rescind their previous motion?
Yes.
So, and I believe I made that motion. So I will rescind the previous motion to table the vacation request of a portion of 3rd Street in front of the Township Hall.
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
And now we should have a motion for Teresa and I to work with the property owner through the variance and easement process.
And I'll make a motion that we allow Teresa and Jason Moran to work with the property owner to set up the variance process. And if that goes through, we'll move forward with the rest of the plan for an easement.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Jason.
You bet. Other than that, I want to thank you guys for passing this DNR thing tonight. This is something that was needed for quite a while, so we finally got that in place. Tim Nedis, the Nedis property, we finally was able to get Jacob Lee to relocate that sewer line. It took quite a bit of work over the past 6 months to get that accomplished, but Jacob Lee did finally fall through and move that line. Your police department's been very busy. I mean, if you've seen my billing statement over the past month, the police department has been incredibly busy. A lot of dishonored checks, so businesses watch the checks that you're taking in. A lot of out-of-town dishonored checks that I've noticed. Teresa and I, we've worked on a couple of planning and zoning issues. I think we've got a pretty good handle on some of those. The Silentius thing, we'll have to take that into consideration at some point in time. I'm probably going to be recommending that you deny that, but we'll save that discussion for another day. If anyone has any questions, I'll certainly entertain them.
Awesome.
All right. Good deal. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Jason, I'm right.
Not a lot to report. We'll be working with the architect on the fire hall as that moves forward. So I'll be doing the surface improvements and working on that team. So looking forward to that. Certainly working with Jason and Teresa on any easement and legal descriptions as needed. And then that's what I have right now. Any questions?
That might be a tough parcel to describe. Just because of the way that road sits. We'll work our way through it.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Ma'am?
Yeah, please.
So I thought Jason was maybe going to touch on it. So we did have a meeting about the hydrology study. Mm-hmm. And the county has now a site that you can go in and track and monitor progress. So they're going to be doing updates and so on there. So if you'd like to keep an eye on that. And then we'll just continue to pass information along. So we just had a meeting on that last week. So that is moving forward. But that's just another way to get some more information. And what I'll do is I'll tie our website to that page so people can go in and click on ours and it'll get directed to it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. I didn't have an update on it. I was going to check with Roberta and report back the next time, as I was thinking. So thanks for that update.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll move on. Council discussion.
I know it's part of our discussion with the roof, but I did notice on a walk around this building, we do have other damages on this building that need to be addressed, probably alongside the roof, so just be aware that they're there also. Looks like there's some tuck pointing and exterior degradation of the brick.
We'll be discussing that at the special meeting.
Yeah. I assume so, yep.
Okay.
You probably come with a tour.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a tour, Teresa?
I don't want to go up there. I've been up there enough lately.
can we get Alan Yeller to look at Cicada Boulevard? The holes are starting to get pretty big in the road. I don't know what he's got scheduled to take care of that. I know he has a schedule, but today driving down there, I just about lost my left front.
Jeez.
Okay, I'll pass it along.
There's another, down by the school again, there's getting some really big chuck holes in there again. I thought we just did that, or was that only a certain section?
That was just a certain section we did.
Yeah.
Do me a favor and thank Alan and the guys. They've done a great job of cleaning up the parks. I've noticed specifically Lagoons Park is, they've done a lot of work out there. It's starting to look really nice, so thank you.
All right.
What you got for us, Mr. Mayor?
I'm good.
I make a motion to adjourn.
It's been a long meeting.
I'll second the motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?